We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Yedalid Sif Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Barza Shebechavis Ve'in Adam Yachol Lahotziah. If the item which is used to remove the liquid from the barrel, the spout, is stuck in the barrel, you can't get it out. Mutar Likach Barza Acher Zul Hakos, but also Barza Letzorach Lishtos Yom Shabbos. You can take another spout and hit the spout which is stuck in order to get the wine out of the barrel. The Rama says, "Ulvash lo yehabar zarisho neged hashmarim kama shekasusif beis." As long as it is not in the area where the sediment is, as we saw earlier. Sif hey, mutar liten kana chalol bechavas o barza lahotzi yain afal pish lo haya b'meolam. You can take an empty straw and a hollow straw and take it and stick it into the barrel to get the wine out. But to take a hadas leaf and put it into the hole which is in the barrel, such that it acts as like a gutter type thing, which the wine will now come out of the barrel, lo, that is not allowed. Because we're afraid that you might create a real gutter type item, which will be used to get the wine out and carry it wherever you want it to go. And making this gutter type thing would be a prohibition of bona. And it is not like sticking the straw in or sticking the spout in, where you're not actually doing an actual maisa, which people will think that you are creating some sort of marzev. Over here, the creation of the marzev is the maris ayin, which people will think that you are performing a malacha. The Rama says, "Yesh matir mafil ba'al shal hadas, makom sheyesh lo harbe ketumim ve'en lacha shem yikdo." There are some who permit using this leaf in a place where you have many leaves, and we're not afraid that you are going to cut the leaf off of the branch. Sif vav, mutar lahatiz rosh hachavas besayif. You are allowed to cut off the top of a barrel with a sword. The lav lepesach mechavin kemet shemesir rosha, because you are not intending to create an opening, which we said was prohibited earlier, mishum masakin mane. Here you're not trying to create an opening, because you're chopping off the entire top. But to make a hole with the sword on its side, bein shel chavas bein shel magufa, whether it is in the barrel or in a container, aser afilu biromach she'osen nekev gadol ve'emo eino dome lepesach. That is prohibited, even using a knife which makes a large hole and therefore is not similar to a pesach, because the hole is so large, so it does not look like an opening, it is still going to be prohibited. The kevin havimitzida, since it is on its side, vada lepesach hachav, and we know that you are making this hole in order to remove the object to make a nice opening, since it's on its side. Velikov hamagufa lamala mutter, but to chop off, to make a hole in the container on top, that is permissible. The lava pesim chaving, like we said, that is not with the intention of making an opening. She'ein derech lasos pesach lamala elanoto kol hamagufa, because one does not make a opening on top. Nishenberg explains, because you're afraid that rocks might fall into it, stuff might fall into it from above, so you never make an opening to a container on top. So since we know that is not your kavana, it would be permissible over here. The Mishnah explains the reason you're allowed to chop off the top. We already saw it's not, your kavana is not to make a Pesach, and it's also not an issue of stira, of destroying it, because we're referring to a chavis gerua, a wheat chavis, as we saw earlier in the beginning of this sif. But if it was a complete chavis, a complete item, then there would be an issue of stira bekalim, as long as we are not assuming like the gra. It says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're chopping off the stopper of this chavis, then if all you're doing is chopping off the stopper, since the stopper is not really part of this chavis, it would then be permissible. This gets into the issue of bottle caps and a discussion of whether the bottle cap is part of the bottle or separate from the bottle. Are you creating a new kli when you open up the bottle cap or not? This is a machlokes in the later postgame. The Mishnah Berurah also brings from a Tosefta that it is permissible to rip off the leather which is covering the chavis of wine, and that is something which is, since that is permissible, a lot of items which we have, like yogurts and hummus tubs, those things which have that type of covering on it, you're allowed to peel off that covering. That is permissible because of this tosefta of that it is mutter to be korea or me'al pi chavis. One suggestion is because you are destroying the or. But even if you're not destroying the or and you're just peeling it off, the Shisas Shabbos says that the or is like a klipa, it is like a peel, which we saw earlier in Chosalos, a peel is permissible to remove. Sif Zion. Chosama Shava Kalim Kagon Shida Teva Umegdal Sha Kiso Shalem Kasher Bembechavel Yachalatira Ulachat Chubasakin Ulahatir Kliyaso. The covering of a barrel, which the covering is tied with a rope onto the barrel, you are allowed to untie that barrel or untie that covering or chop it off. As long as it is tied with a rope. But if the covering is made out of wood, you may not. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason it is permissible is since this covering is often tied and untied, it is not a kesher shel kayama, so it is permissible to undo. It is also permissible to cut, says the, since korea does not apply to something which you cannot reattach. So this string, when you tear it, since it is impossible to attach the two parts of string back together, there's no prohibition of korea.